Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Colt McCoy, all he's got to do is win one game as a Giant. He don't got to win two or three. He's got to win one game as a Giant. Could you imagine if Colt McCoy and the New York Giants went on the road and picked up a dubba against Seattle, and how that would change dramatically the perceived landscape of winning the division?
You know what's interesting? If you look at the NFC East, that said division you talked about, I could make a compelling argument that the New York Giants have the best chance of any team in this division in getting a win this weekend. Now think about it.
All right.
The Eagles are in Green Bay. Good luck with that. Dallas is in Baltimore. We'll see about the Ravens. We'll see. I don't know their situation, obviously, but still not easy. And Washington is in Pittsburgh. I mean, think about that. So the saving grace in all of this is that even if the Giants and Colt McCoy don't win the one game in Seattle, which very few of us are expecting, there's a chance that the standings aren't going to change.
Do you put any emphasis at all on the Pittsburgh short week situation as biting them in the rear end?
Well, I mean, look, it could. They also lost Bud Dupree, which was a major injury. But what could help is that they were so awful against the Ravens, where you had Coach Tomlin calling them out after the game, that you would think they will be focused on bouncing back against a not half bad Washington team, a team that I think may be the biggest threat to the Giants in winning this division. But sure, I mean, there is a short week involvement for the right. Ravens too when they play
and
Dallas.
And the Redskins are probably feeling pretty good about themselves.
Sure. They've won two in a row as well.
Won a couple games in a row. Alex Smith playing pretty well.
Well, you're a prognosticator, and you've called how the Giants have gotten to first place. You were correct.
That's right. I give you credit.
Are any of the NFC East teams going to win?
I need to spend a few more moments alone before I come up with a decision. I just would like to throw predictions out there without giving it legitimate thought.
Fair enough.
So if you just give me 15 minutes, within 15 minutes, I'll give you an answer to that question.
Okay.
Not 14 minutes, though. Can you guys start a watch on that, please? I need the full 15.
From when?
Now.
6:01:45.
You have to tell me. I mean, you guys got to write that down.
I like the way you
jot it down. Someone's got to have a. Do you have a jotter? You get a jotter. I'm sure we got fan jotters.
We have the logger. We keep track. I can go back and listen.
No, I don't have to go back.
6:01:45.
Jot it down. You got someone's got to. Do you have the official fan Carton Robbins jotting book?
No, I would love some stationery. Bring.
But who's got the jotter? I haven't seen any one of you with the jotter in your hands.
The jotter.
Yeah, you don't even have a jotter.
No.
So who's going to jot it down if you don't have a jotter?
An ink jotter or a lead
some
jotter?
Some guys use ink. Some guys use paint. Some guys use lead. I don't know. I'm not the guy that jots. I'm the guy that gives you things to jot. I don't have the jotter.
Oh, no, you're a jotter.
No, I'm not.
I've seen you jot. I've seen you jot a lot.
I keep notes.
Yeah.
I have little pieces of paper.
Well, what is that?
I have notes everywhere.
That's
a
jot.
That you don't throw away, by the way. I come in here Saturday night, and there's all the, jots laying
around.
That's
right. And maybe you could use that for your show.
You know what? I should.
Which, by the way, I got your ratings. I'll give them to you in a little bit.
Okay.
Now, remember, the goal was?
The goal.
You had to get into the top five.
I had till February, by the way. I had till Valentine's.
You were seventh place Saturday night, overnight show.
Right, for October.
I said, for the purposes of Carton and Roberts, that's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you work in Boston where that's apparently the norm. Here, you have to be at least top five.
Okay.
I have them.
I agree to it.
I have them. And not just 1 week, consistently, you got to be top five.
Right, okay.
If you are, then you're good. You keep the show. If not, Tommy came to me privately and said,
I'm sure he did.
If he's not top five by February, can I take those 4 hours? And I said, yeah.
He jotted it down.
To be fair, I kept notes. I'm not a jotter, I'm a note keeper.
Yeah, you're a jotter.
I'm like the great movie character that this will be over your head, but your kids will love this movie one day. Eradicus Potts. I am a modern day version of Eradicus Potts.
What movie was that?
Do you, either of you know the movie?
I'm going to guess Harry Potter.
You
want to
take
Harry?
No, I've never seen Harry Potter.
Okay.
No. You want to take a guess, Tommy?
I do not.
Eradicus
Potts.
You
want to take a guess? Why not take a guess? I'll take a guess.
Take a guess.
Pass.
Pass.
I'm going to go with, it's got to be like a kid's movie.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Wait, you didn't just say Lord of the Rings is a kid's movie.
That's what he said.
Of course it is.
You know, well, no, it's not.
No,
it's,
adult watches that.
I mean, come on. It is the best movie of all time.
Wow.
Joe's in St. James. I'll tell you the movie in a second. JoJo, what do you got, buddy?
La, la, la.
La, la, la. What's up?
Real fun listening to you guys, although the past couple of weeks my ears are bleeding when your partner gives the opinions of such fantastic movies as Lord of the Rings. Well, Silence of the Lambs.
By the way, coming up at 6...
Silence of the Lambs.
At 6:40 tonight.
Yes.
At 6:40, we give Evan his movie for the weekend.
I'm excited. That's my date night,
I'm
baby.
Over it. I'm over the Roberts review. But I do want to say something about Mr. Kyrie Irving. I'm a Knicks fan. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of most sports fans have individual athletes that they enjoy watching fall short. Like when Denver Broncos mopped Cam Newton in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay.
People watch. When LeBron James scratches his head because everything's not going his way,
yep.
And he has to explain why he lost to the Mavericks in the finals.
Right.
Mr. Kyrie Irving just gave this Knicks fan a gift.
A little lecture. Yep. A little lecture juice.
You're offended. To Knicks fan.
As a Knicks fan, you're offended by someone not talking to the media?
No. And you listen up, Mr. Roberts.
I'm listening.
Like Michael Corleone listened to Antonio Andolini when he tried to tell him
to
keep an eye on him.
Right.
Listen.
I wish and promise that the 2021 NBA season provides the Brooklyn Nets success where they reach one step away from a championship and they get humiliated and embarrassed on national television.
Hey, Joe.
And we can watch Kyrie Irving score.
You want to hear something even worse than what Kyrie Irving did? Listen to this. Local New York athletes are now reacting to Kyrie Irving coming out with that statement, essentially saying, I'm not talking to the media all year. It's essentially what he said in that little press release he put out. Well, a prominent New York athlete who made news himself about a month ago came out and said, I agree, great idea. So who also doesn't want to speak to the New York media? And to me, that means the fan base. He's on the New York Mets. What if I told you that Long Island owned
Steven Matz?
Marcus Stroman has now come out and said, I agree with Kyrie. Great idea. Now, it doesn't mean he's not going to.
Right.
But he did say, I'm down with Kyrie.
Here is
another guy that doesn't want to talk to the fans.
Here's the biggest issue.
Brilliant.
Here's the biggest issue with the Brooklyn Nets' third best player, Kyrie Irving. Okay. And I think this is worse than if Marcus Stroman didn't talk to the media. I think this would be worse. You are forcing your teammates to have to answer questions for you. And that's not fair. That's not fair to Spencer Dinwiddie, who, if you didn't know, is my favorite player on the Brooklyn Nets. I don't know if you know that or if you care about that. That's my guy. Love Spencer.
Okay.
Love Spencer.
Great.
Should get him You're on. Asking. He's been on multiple times. I don't think he likes you, so he may not come on.
Spencer,
but he's
he
been
loves
on.
Me.
I don't know, man. Hasn't been on since they announced his partnership.
Yep.
So I don't know.
Is that why you named your son Spence?
No, you fool.
Why would that be foolish?
I would never name.
He's your favorite basketball
That's
player.
That's not why I'm naming my I like the
you
name.
You named your first son after your favorite football team.
He was not
You named
named
your second son
That's
after your favorite basketball
none
player.
None of that's true.
You should have called him Dinwiddie.
That's not true.
Yo, Din.
Now, look, is it possible that in the course of saying, hey, come on, Spence, like while watching a net game, that made us like the name? Sure, but that's not after Spencer Dinwiddie.
As far as we know.
Either way, Kyrie puts his teammates in a tough spot, and it puts a lot of pressure on Kevin Durant to answer every question.
When they lose.
When they
lose.
Yes. Yeah.
And they
They will lose. Every team faces adversity.
When they lose and he refuses to talk, and you know what's going to happen? That's going to piss Durant off.
Yep.
It's going to cause a wedge between the
two
of them.
It could.
And it's going to blow up.
Craig.
And we could all sit back and, like Terrell Owens said years ago, get me some popcorn.
That's all you got to enjoy that. Look, that's why it's important that if Kyrie was going to make this announcement, he talked to his teammates. Because it ain't fair to Caris LeVert. It's not fair to, really, it's not fair to Kevin Durant. But it's not fair to any of them.
Well, Durant, by the way, Durant will be next. He'll be next.
He spoke to the media yesterday, man.
Trust me, he ain't talking to the media that much this year.
You know who that hose is? I'll say it again. Caris LeVert and Steve Nash, who's going to have to answer questions for their teammates.
By the way, the New York Knicks open off, you're right, at Indiana, December 23rd.
Yep.
Let's see. Home opener, December 26th against the Sixers.
Saturday night.
They continue the proud tradition of playing on MLK Junior Day, January 18th against Orlando.
Yep.
And I believe they're playing Brooklyn at MSG. First time is January 13th.
That is the only game.
I believe I have that right.
You are correct. It's the only game that's been announced because what they did today is they only announced the first half NBA schedule. And that, I guess, allows them some wiggle room for any kind of cancellations. What I also noticed, there are series in the NBA now. So I'll give you an example. The New York Knicks go to Chicago and play the Bulls in back-to-back games. Not back-to-back nights. It's actually on a Monday and a Wednesday. But they go to Chicago and play the Bulls twice. That is something we haven't seen in the NBA. We are seeing that this year.
Not a lot,
and it
though.
Makes a lot of
so
sense.
So February 1st and 3rd, they play the Bulls. Both games in Chicago.
Right.
February 7th and 9th, they play a home-and-home with the Miami Heat. That's been done before, though.
Yeah, that one's normal.
Because it's home and home.
Correct.
Back-to-back games in Chicago has never been done, to my knowledge.
No, back-to-back I haven't seen. And I think that's the only one.
Though,
the Nets have about four of them. I think they've got a series with the Atlanta Hawks. And there's a few others mixed in there. So it's not, you're right, it's not all the time. But they have mixed that in a little bit to try
to
help
Knicks,
with the
travel. For the Knicks, that's the only one.
In the first half, correct, yes.
Yep. Let me just real quick. For your team, if I can do it real fast here. Yuck.
What are you yucking at? Yuck. There's such a likable team, and you're yucking.
Yeah, they're so
what's
likeable.
Unlikable about Caris LeVert? Tell me. It's a good dude.
It's not about him anymore. It's about the two stars. Caris, not talking.
Caris LeVert's the second best player on the team.
Stop.
Spot the lie.
Stop.
Well, all right.
Stop.
I'm pushing it away.
Stop.
He's healthy.
All right, here we go.
For now.
Your team has the Hawks
at
Barclays December 30th and January 1.
Yep.
They will blow the Hawks out January 1 because you got to figure the Hawks are partying in New York City for New Year's Eve.
That's not safe. I don't know if they should.
Let's see another one.
Do you want me to tell you the answer?
No, I'm looking myself.
Oh, okay, figure it out yourself, big
Cleveland
boy.
Cavaliers.
There you go.
January 20th and 22nd.
What a city to be stuck in for 4 days.
Then they get the Heat twice at home, 23rd. Boy, I tell you what. The Schedulemeister is bending over backwards to service the Brooklyn Nets on their knees.
What?
Stop.
We play the same damn schedule. Stop
it's
being a crybaby. What is helping them?
Home again against the same team? That's ridiculous. That's a home court advantage.
Down.
It's garbage.
They're playing a lot of nationally televised games. They're all over the place, man.
Erraticus Potts. Here's hint number two. Dick Van Dyke. Does that help you out at all or no?
McMonagle's the movie expert. He should know.
Yeah, well, I would have a guess now.
No, I don't have a guess.
You don't have a guess?
I'm out.
Mary Poppins?
No, not Mary Poppins. Here's hint number three. Truly scrumptious. You two are truly scrumptious. That's hint number three.
I got nothing.
That doesn't help you guys out? And by the way, you should watch this movie with your children tonight.
I got it. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Someone told you.
Nailed it.
Who told you?
Who told you? Nobody told me.
Your wife told you. Who told you?
You know who told me?
Your wife.
I Googled.
Iron Eagle told you?
Let me see.
Tell Iron Eagle to stop giving you information. Yeah, chitty, chitty, bang, bang. You never saw Chitty Chitty Bang Bang
either. I
never
saw it, no.
6:40, we tell everyone what his movie for the weekend
is. My kid was not named after the Jets. It's a misnomer.
6:30, we give you the remix.
The name.
No.
Jet.
After the Jets.
It wasn't. I'm telling you. I'm a Jet fan, but it wasn't.
You know why you're saying that now, all due respect? Because you realize how stupid it is.
It's not stupid. Well, if it was the case, it wouldn't be stupid.
I think it's a great name, by the way.
Thank you. That's why we picked it.
Jet Roberts. Sounds like a porno name.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Don't say that.
If your son's got a funny little mustache when he's 16, you better start worrying.
I'm so glad he's sleeping right now.
In his first theatrical release, you got to know him on OnlyFans. Jet Roberts in his full featured flick.
Oh, God. Thank God he's sleeping. I need to hear questions about this.
How'd he get the name Jet? Ask the 19 stewardesses that he defiles on his way to Detroit. It's Jet Roberts starring in I F'd Detroit.
I'm glad you like the name. But I'm telling you, it's not
it's
after
cool
the Jets.
Name. It's a cool
I'm
name.
I'm telling you right now.
I think Jet's a good name.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But it's not after the Jets. I know that's the perception, but it's just not true.
But it's believable.
It's
that
oh,
it could
I
be true.
Get why it's believable. I'm a diehard Jet fan.
Right. So were you aware of that fact when you were naming him Jet? Did you realize that people are going to make this assumption?
Yeah. No, we knew that going in, but as long as we knew the truth, it didn't matter.
Were you like planes?
No, we like the name, just like you like the name. It's a cool name.
Did you name him after something? Or
no.
Did you?
Yes. The letter J meant a lot to us.
J, all got it. Like a past relative or something like that?
Yeah.
Porno star?
Letter, it was not. I couldn't even name one porno star right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, now coming to the main stage. For all you ladies that thought Chippendales was dead and out of business, it's not. We present to you the all-male review starring Johnny Thickness and Jet Roberts.
Johnny Thickness!
Come watch Johnny Thickness and Jet Roberts in The Penis Diaries. Have you ever tucked it between your legs and pretended you were a woman? They have. Einhorn is a man.
I see, I know that reference. Dumb movie. I always heard middle name and street you were born on is your porn name.
Yes.
How does it work for you?
It was your pet's name and the street you were born on or lived on.
Really?
So for me, it was joining Jet Roberts on stage is Fonzie Lincroft.
Fonzie Lincroft.
Bow, bow, bow.
Tell me if it works for me.
What's your pet's name?
Dudley Barnard.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the main stage, Dudley Barnyard.
Barnard. Is that it actually does work?
Dudley Barnard. They call him the full package. Coming to the main stage, Mr. Three Balls and Two Strikes, Dudley Barnard.
It kind of works when you think about it. Bow,
bow. What was your, Mac, what was your pet's name?
I would be Rusty Oaks.
O-A-K-S or
yeah,
T-S?
O-A-K-S, Oaks.
Thick as an oak tree, it's Rusty Oaks. What were you, Tommy?
Emily Lynn. Well, actually, I don't want to get my... I don't have a middle name either, so I can't even use that.
Emily Lynn.
I had several pets, but Emily the most recent.
Didn't she write Little Women?
The new star of the Umbrella Academy, Emily Lynn. Emily Lynn sounds like a penthouse forum chick, right?
Yes. Right. Yeah.
No surprise. Yeah. So coming to the main stage, it's Jet Roberts. It's Dudley Barnard. It's Rusty Oaks. And their girlfriend, Emily Lynn.
That's great.
Anyway, Fonzie Lincroft. That's right.
But it wasn't after the Jets, I'm telling you.
Okay, all good.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Were you a fan of Johnny Thickness?
Never heard of, I couldn't name other than I can't name anybody.
John Holmes?
No.
You know John Holmes. He's one of the most famous guys of all time.
No.
Yeah.
I know Darren Holmes, former reliever, Colorado Rockies, I think.
Much different. Much, much different.
Is it different?
Now, Johnny Holmes, he...
Both were long men, though.
Yes, that's exactly right. Clean your pipes. Yeah, John Holmes was the man. Johnny Thickness and Jet Roberts starring in The Battery. Part baseball, part porn. The newest thing on Hulu. Executive produced by Evan Roberts.
Have they started doing that yet?
Special guest appearance by Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Has Hulu and Netflix started porn division yet?
No, they have shows that are very graphic.
Well, no, but I mean like division of... No? Hasn't happened yet?
No, because you know why? Because all you got to do these days is go to RedTube.com, Pornhub, or YouPorn.
Right.
So there's really no need to go to a paid service when I could go right now and get all the porn I want for free.
How does the porn industry make money?
Well, people buy things associated with the... Like, if you get a little 20-minute snippet, I imagine, Tommy was telling me, that it comes with a whole bunch of pre-roll, mid-roll, post-roll commercials, buy products. You know, you can get... Like, people make replicas of certain body parts you can buy. Do you want to make love to Johnny Thickness? And women will buy like a replica penis.
That's how they make their money.
Or vice versa. Men will buy.
But then the movie industry, you don't make anything.
Nah, it's all about products. It's about product.
Yeah. That can't be good for the business, though.
Are you worried about the porn business?
I'm wondering. I'm not concerned. I'm just making an
observation. The porn clips are like rotisserie chickens.
Exactly.
The porn clips bring them there, but it's the, you know.
He's right. You go in.
The model penis that makes you the money.
They bring you in with a 10-minute free video.
You've gone to these sites, correct?
Casting couch situations.
You've watched these videos.
I don't know what you're referencing.
Okay, you have. Have you ever bought a product from it in the last 10 years?
In the last 10 years?
No. The answer is no.
Okay, the answer is no then.
Okay, am I wrong? Is the answer yes?
No, Evan. You said the answer was no. So the answer is no.
Okay, fine. I shouldn't have said that.
That's no. I'm with you. No's the answer.
Okay.
Have you, Evan? No's the answer.
No. See, I will say without a wink, no.
Not me.
And I won't. You put on like this fake. I'm just no. I have not.
Can't say that I ever did it.
And I'm not saying I haven't looked. I'm saying I haven't bought anything.
Have you been on RedTube, YouPorn, or the other one, Pornhub?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, what's your favorite one?
I don't have a favorite one. I've just been there before. Okay. Not recently and not often, but I've never had any urge to buy a product.
No?
And I assume that would be difficult for the industry. That's all I'm asking. I think it'd be difficult for the industry. How are they making money if all you do is go to a website and you just watch everything for free?
I wouldn't worry about the porn industry making money. They're doing great.
I'm wondering. I'm looking.
By the way, I used to have those Oculus VR goggle things, you know, for virtual reality. That's what VR stands for.
Yes, I knew that.
And they started putting out pornos for it.
Wait, so how was that?
I tried, like, I'm really good tech-wise. I get technology.
Right.
I can do all that stuff. Dude, I'm telling you, with my wife sitting next to me, I was like frustrated. I couldn't get the damn thing. I did everything. $695, yes, here's the credit card. You know, you got the, used to have, the Oculus used to be, you needed a Samsung phone that went in it, and that broadcast the virtual reality.
Right.
I was living in Tribeca. I went to like a Verizon or whatever store. I bought a phone just to watch porn on the Oculus.
And you couldn't get it to work?
And I never got it.
Oh, man. I wonder what that would be like.
Then I was stuck with this Samsung phone I don't know how to use, and I couldn't get any porn on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a shame, man. I feel bad for
you. And yeah, suddenly it was a 1-year contract.
Oh,
so it cost
God.
Me like $30, $40 a month for a year, and it's sitting inside the Oculus. So, you know, I played, you know, I deep sea diving. I'm walking near sharks and stuff.
So the other stuff worked, but not the porn, is what you're saying. So you were able to use the Oculus for other things.
And my kids loved it, and they used it. But I got it for porn.
Mm.
Couldn't get the
porn.
Do you
think it would really enhance the experience, though?
Would it enhance the experience?
Yeah.
What experience? The virtual reality porn experience?
Yes, that's what I'm asking, of course.
Well, I mean, would it enhance it? It would be what it is.
Right, but is it that much better than just watching it on a regular screen?
Evan, I wish I could answer that question. I don't know. I tried for months. months.
For months? That's persistence, man. I give
couldn't
you credit.
Get it. I tried it. I mean, yeah, I wasted so much money on it, I couldn't get the damn thing to get me porn.
Wow.
I'm sitting here in a cage watching great whites swim by me, and all I want to see is, you know, Johnny Thickness have his way with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and I'm watching sharks.
And you've given up. There's no chance to ever see it.
Well, I've given up now, yeah. I've matured.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, you've matured.
I have.
Oh, good.
I have indeed. Thank you to everybody who donated for the gala in East Islip. I'm getting a lot of emails and tweets about that now. Really amazing to raise over 100 grand in a day.
Numbers exploded. Good job by the people, man.
We got the remix coming up, and at 6:40, we'll tell you the next movie that Evan has to watch this weekend. I picked a comedy.
Good.
All right.
I'm glad.
You're going to watch it. You and your wife will have some laughs tonight or tomorrow night, whatever it is. I picked a comedy for you guys.
I told you I watched Good Will Hunting the other day.
Yes.
Great movie.
One of the best.
I got a little bit of an issue, though, with the ending. Like, why is it just him driving to see her? Why don't we get to
because
see
it
him
leaves
get
some,
her?
Because you're allowed to use your imagination.
I got my imagination, but I want to make sure she takes him back. How do we know she even takes him back?
There was talk about doing a sequel to it, which to me would have foobarred the original. But sometimes it's just use your imagination. Like the way the movie Whiplash ends, you didn't see it, Big Mac did. It ends with a kid on the Buddy Rich drum settle. Ping.
Did you like the way the Sopranos ended?
And it goes black.
Did you like the way the Sopranos ended?
No, the Sopranos was a disappointing ending.
Oh, you didn't like that? But what about using your brain? What about creativity? What about leaving your imagination?
That's not why I didn't like it.
Why
I didn't like it because it was stupid.
Because what made it stupid?
No, because it didn't live up to the level that the David Chase writing lived up to for so many years. It was a cop-out ending.
No final episode does. Was Seinfeld's last episode great?
I thought it was terrible.
And why is that? Same reason.
It was basically a best of. It was terrible.
Yeah, but you can't get the last episode of a great show is never going to live up to the
hype. It's not true. MASH did.
Did it?
Yep.
Okay.
I was alive for the finale
of
MASH.
Well, but you've seen it. Have you ever seen MASH?
You've never saw the finale.
Oh.
So I didn't like MASH.
So you just made it up. Okay.
I hated the character.
Well, it's a famous finale. It's a highly rated finale.
I know that, but I'm saying, so then answer the question. Is there a show that ended with a great ending?
Yes.
Name it.
Lost.
Did it?
No.
No, it did not.
I believe I was asked the question.
Yeah, I didn't ask you, Loogie. Go.
Okay, you feel like answering? You got that one wrong.
There was a little bit of air, so I jammed right in there.
That's because he was thinking. Just like he's going to think about the teams in the NFC East. That clock ran out 10 minutes ago. He forgot.
Ask him to jot it down?
Yeah, it was 25 minutes ago.
But that's not on me. That's on them.
I'm not complaining to you. I'm looking at them when I say it.
I said, remind me when 15 minutes is up. I don't even remember what the topic was.
The topic? I forgot. Something about the NFC East, I forgot.
There you go.
Breaking Bad.
Are we still talking to you?
By the way, I loved Breaking Bad. It was awesome. I'm hoping that Billions ends well. And I'm hoping.
No, hoping. Give me an answer. What show ended well?
Well, every show, the answer to that question is one caveat. Every show jumps the shark at some point. Every show does.
Not true.
Every show does.
Not true.
That being said, what show ended perfectly for me?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the answer right after this.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
All right. I'm going to answer your first question. It's Carton and Roberts. I considered about four or five different shows and how they ended. I would say Sons of Anarchy had one of the best endings of a series that I've ever seen.
Okay.
I know it's not your thing, but...
No, but the point is it's very difficult for a great show to have a great ending. That's the point. Whether it's Seinfeld, whether it's Friends, whether it's The Sopranos, more times than not, people complain about it.
Well, it's going to be kind of like the Mets offseason. Right? See if it has a good ending or not. So far, it got off to a rocky start.
It hasn't gotten
Chris Young said no to the Mets. He said yes to the Rangers. Woo-hoo. By the way, thank you to the Bulldog Bat Company. Remember they sent me that little miniature bat, but they wrote Chris on it?
Yes.
So they resent me a bat that said Craig on it and sent you one also.
They did.
So I appreciate that.
I appreciate that. I also appreciate Papa Kirk sending me a picture of himself.
Papa
I'm
going to
hang up in the office.
Papa Kirk looking like Rick Rubin sending you a picture of himself topless. Yes.
Thank you,
my
Papa
man,
Kirk.
Pots and Pans out there in Lawton, Oklahoma. That's a man's man right there. It's my main man. It's time for the remix, I'm told. But let me, before we get to the remix... Pick your favorite number, 1 to 5.
4.
Again. It's talking to Evan.
Oh, but you looked at me, though.
Evan, 1 to 5. Pick your number.
5. David Wright.
Harry's in Stamford, Connecticut. Harry, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
The Wire had a great series.
Wire was great. You know one of the best chess scenes in The Wire was? When he explains the game of chess.
Yeah, and he compares, the king to...
Yeah. That was one of the greatest scenes of all time in The Wire. Anyway, what do you got?
Probably the best scene in the show. So, also, real quick, I got a Mets point. Craigie, before I begin, I lived in Boston for 4 years. I went to school there. No one listens to WEEI. Everyone listens to the Sports Hub. And I was just taken aback by the way Faria acted like it wasn't a ridiculous question to ask. You guys are colleagues. You work at the same company. You know, he was trying to catch you with his pants down, and you acted great. So, you know,
it's all right.
Screw those guys. You know,
we're not going to be working for the same company much longer, so don't worry. It's fine.
True, because he will hold you out of a job. All right, real quick, I just want to say James McCann would be great. Obviously, Real Muto would be the best, but I understand the hesitation of not wanting to sign a catcher to a 7 or 8 year deal. But my question for you is, with them failing to bring in a GM and now, you know, going for these tier two free agents like McCann over Real Muto, do you think the Mets are bluffing on how many moves they said they're willing to make? Or
no,
are going to
I don't
make?
Think do they're think bluffing on it. I think that right now, you know, every guy that's kind of out there is being linked to the Mets as a possibility. And I think that's just because the Mets have certain needs and a guy that has the ability to spend to get those guys.
Every team,
they're not going to get every guy.
Every team has a budget, the Yankees included, and then the Mets will. Is it smart to pay JT Realmuto $100 million? Is he triple the player, quadruple the player that James McCann is? It is smart to not go in on JT Realmuto. He's always been towards the bottom of my list. Not a knock on him as a player, but I worry about him moving forward. My vision for James McCann is a 4-year contract. For the next 2 years, he's the starting catcher. In year 3 and 4, he's probably a backup, assuming things go according to plan with Francisco Alvarez, who's one of their top catching prospects. I don't think they have to go after the best player at every single position.
Brad's in Alpine, New Jersey. Brad, good afternoon. How are you, buddy?
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Hey, you guys are doing a tremendous job. Keep it up, huh?
Thank you.
So, good ending to a show, Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, I never saw it. A lot of people rave about it. I have not seen it yet.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
And then, a good movie. I don't know if you guys are Danny Aiello fans. But,
yeah, of course.
One of the most underrated.
May he rest 29th? In peace, by the way.
Yeah, we lost him this last year. 29th Street, you guys ever see that?
Yeah, I saw a long time ago. We got a long way to go before we bring that to heaven, but great movie.
Why? All right, fair enough.
Why, there's
right,
so many movies on the list before
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it all happens right. to be a great movie. And I'm a huge Danny Aiello fan. It's an old school movie. The movie's got to be 35 years old.
That's fine.
So I just, was it yesterday or 2 days ago, you made a comment that prior to Madoff, the Wilpons weren't so bad. But let's go down memory lane, right? So in 98, when they bought Piazza here, the Wilpons were against it.
Doubleday. Correct.
You're correct. And then in 2000, you lose to the Yankees in the World Series. How do they follow that up? They get Kevin Apier and Steve Traxel.
Yep.
Like, I don't think Steve Cohen, if he loses to the Yankees in the World Series, he's not going to be bringing in two bozos.
I think that,
right?
Brad, you're right on about that. The where I was giving the Wilpons credit is that there have been times where they've spent like a big market team. They spent like a big market team prior to 2000. They signed Robin Ventura at the time to a big contract. They brought in Al Leiter from a trade from the Marlins. He was making a lot of money. And obviously the 05, 06, 07 area with Beltran, Pedro. But he's right that they also wouldn't go the, quote, extra mile. That was always the phrase to describe the Wilpons. And he brought up a great example. They win the pennant in 2000. They weren't that good. Let's be honest. The 2000 Mets weren't that good. And they lost Mike Hampton and replaced him with Kevin Apier instead of signing A-Rod, who was begging
homeboy,
to be a Met.
Shh. Relax. It's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's over.
No.
It happened.
Let me explain something.
You have
fella.
A new owner.
Fella,
it's over.
Something.
It happened.
These
you
scars
gotta get over
don't go
you gotta
away.
Get over it.
These scars last forever.
You have a new
pal.
Owner. Be happy. He's going to go
happy.
By everybody.
I'm thrilled. Not everybody. And I'm thrilled about
Trevor
the new
Bauer
owner.
May have just signed a deal with the Angels.
No, he didn't.
No, not yet. Okay.
Not yet.
But last
he's
night.
Flirting
last
with
Last night
them.
He was flirting with the Angels hardcore.
So, that's fine.
Time now for the Carton and Roberts remix. Let's see what you guys put together. Go.
Carton and Roberts remix.
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to teach you about the Mets here.
I'm on Grubhub right now trying to figure out which dumplings I'm going to get.
You know what? Forget it. I'm trying to be helpful to you bozos, whatever.
By the way, what's Geo?
I love you. You know,
You know what? You're like riding like a steer in like in Yellowstone, and Craigie's trying to break you.
I go home exactly tired every day.
Carton and Roberts remix.
Well, there you go. That's the remix. Nice job, guys. I do go home tired every day.
Me too.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, hard work making something this ugly look so pretty. I reversed that. White man can't jump. You probably didn't see that.
I have seen it. I quoted it yesterday.
Oh, did you?
That was the reason I have the net that I have at my home for the basketball.
You may listen to Jimmy, but you don't hear Jimmy.
Sometimes you win, but you really lose. Huh? It's true. I mean, she said that. Rosie Perez said that. And that's why she left him at the end of the moment.
Is that right?
Because he won, but he really lost.
Because he couldn't help himself.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with that movie, in my opinion, because it's a great movie,
yep,
is that Wesley Snipes can't play basketball. Because Woody Harrelson can. He mm-hmm. plays ball all the time.
Right.
Wesley Snipes, legitimately, can't play basketball. And it looked like he can't play basketball.
It's common in these sports movies, oh, man.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Charlie
yeah.
Sheen could throw a fastball.
Yeah, but...
Robert Redford could throw a ball.
In Field of Dreams, they had Joe Jackson hitting Ray Liotta.
The one movie from the wrong quotes.
The one movie I just mentioned, White Men Can't Jump. I've watched a few movies. I haven't watched as many as you and C-Mac, but I've watched a few.
But yeah, of the quotes that you're going to pick from movies. This
I'm not quoting anything. I'm giving you an example of the point we were just talking about.
Go ahead. I apologize.
Ray Liotta looks like he can't play baseball. He does not throw the baseball very well. When there's a fly ball to left field, he don't look good doing it.
There you go.
And he hits from the wrong side of the plate.
Which I just said, but thank you.
And he hits from the wrong side of the plate. And this is the greatest baseball movie of all time. Okay.
It's a problem I have.
Watch Bull Durham twice and get back to me.
I'm not watching it twice.
You haven't watched it once.
I have watched it once. Long time ago.
So watch it again. Not this weekend.
I'd consider watching it again. I got a long list on the...
So you ready? I said at 6:40 we tell you the movie that you're going to watch.
Yep.
I decided to pick a comedy.
Okay.
I think you should have a couple laughs.
Thank you.
All right? Now, you want two movies or one?
Nah, just one.
Here's your movie for the weekend.
Will my wife be excited about it? Because she loves movie night. Oh, she's actually, you know, she's a fan.
You'd have to ask her. I don't know. I don't speak to your wife.
Oh, jeez. Right? Wow.
Won an Oscar.
Okay. It's a good sign.
I think it won several Oscars, actually. I think it won director, producer, and actor, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Ready?
Yep.
Silence of the Lambs. That is your movie for the weekend.
That's a comedy?
For some people.
Is that the Brooke Lopez movie?
Yes.
Where you had Brooke quoting the line.
Nipples, bull cocks, whatever you're into.
What just happened?
Sorry about that.
No, I missed
it. Put the lotion in the basket or else it gets the hose again.
All of a sudden, I got Joe screaming at me.
I heard him in that.
That was amazing.
That's user error. That's on me. Completely my fault. Sorry about that.
Put the lotion in the basket or else it gets the hose again.
So Boomer.
Put the lotion in the basket or else it gets the hose again. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I'll get that reference now.
You will get that reference and you will call me giddy.
Put the lotion in the basket or else it gets the hose again.
What are your expectations for my grade?
A.
So if I come in with a B+, you'll be upset.
I won't be upset.
Disappointed.
No. But well, it's an A movie.
Will I get angry tweets about it?
Yes. There's no part of Silence of the Lambs that isn't a straight A.
Guys are so sensitive. Oh, he even gave the grade. It was too low.
Hey, Gary is in North Salem. Where's North Salem at, Gary? Hey, Gary, you there, buddy?
Gary.
My own Gary.
I think he's there, but not there.
Where's Colonia? That's in New Jersey. JoJo, what do you got?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Craigie, welcome back.
Thank you.
You guys got something special going on right now. It's unbelievable. Special. Your show is awesome.
Thank you.
I just got to say, the best ending series show, I'm 54, so I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, was the Newhart show.
Yes. Yes. Mary Tyler Moore came from that show.
Yeah, but then he also had the show later on where he owned the inn in Vermont.
Right, with the two dumb brothers, right.
Yeah, Daryl. And
right.
At the end, he wakes up and he's next to his wife that he was in the original show that he was in when he was a psychiatrist.
But there you go. So see that? Everyone's got a show they love the ending to, Evan. Look what you've done. You should be so proud of yourself.
Well, I do.
You brought up something that people really can relate to. Perfect.
You're welcome. Have you ever told your friend Jerry Seinfeld that you hated his finale?
Probably.
And what was his response? Was he upset? I actually liked the Seinfeld finale. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
The biggest argument that my dear friend Jerry Seinfeld...
You know who I think is funny is that Craig Carton.
Thank you, Jerry. The only argument we ever had, and it was a legitimate argument.
Yeah.
I, to this day, don't understand why he wears a jacket and tie when he performs. That makes no sense to me.
Why?
Because comedians shouldn't be wearing jackets and ties.
Why would you even care about that?
It's a problem for me.
That's a stupid argument to have.
So we actually had two arguments now that I think about it. So he explained to me that he's going to work. And when you go to work as an adult, you wear a jacket and tie, despite how I dress.
Right.
The second argument we had, he was appearing up in Connecticut. And I went, but I didn't, like, use the relationship. You know, like, I went with my wife and another couple. And my seats were, like, second row, dead center. And he's staring at me the entire event, right? And I'm like, Kim, look, he's like, I almost like I wave. Like, I see you, Jerry. I know you're staring at me.
Yep.
So after the show, you can do like either a pre-show meet and greet or a post-show meet and greet. So I was asked, do you want to go see Jerry before the show or after the show? And I said, no, I don't. I go, the man's working.
Right.
I wouldn't want to go, like, I don't want him coming to see me before a show. And other people have never met him. He's my buddy. I'm good. Okay? So he calls us up, and I'm telling that story in the air, that I blew off a chance to meet him, and that the entire show, he was uncomfortably staring at me. Okay? So he calls up, and he goes, look, moron. Number one, when you're on that stage, you can't see the audience at all. I'm just looking in straight,
right.
And if I'm looking in the center... I'm not pissing anyone off.
Right.
You happen to be sitting where I'm looking, right. But I didn't even know you were there. Then he tells me that the people that were hosting the event went to him and said, we invited Craig to come see you. He said no. Now, why you would do that makes no sense to me. And he goes, dummy, this is how you build a relationship. This is how celebrities become friends with each other. Why wouldn't you want to say hi to me? I go, I wouldn't want to burden you, right? It's not, do your show, make me laugh, go home. He goes, the friendship will never work. You don't get it.
Wow.
He goes, you could have gone on my private jet and flown home with
me. Oh, my God.
No problem.
Look what you missed out on.
Instead of having to drive home from where we were.
Look what you missed out on.
And he goes, you should have come at least said hi and show me that we're friends.
Mm.
He goes, they came and told me, they specifically asked you, do you want to go say hi to Jerry? And you said no. And that's true, I did.
And has your friendship just been dead since then?
We haven't spoken since.
Wow.
Yeah.
That really did kill your friendship.
Well, the other thing that pissed him off, Boomer and I sent him a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue for just whatever, no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And he texted me, and he goes, I'm a New York Jew, you're a New York Jew. You don't send Jews whiskey, you send them lox. You know, the fish, like smoked salmon.
I love lox is tremendous.
I'm like... Jeez, I can't get anything. Like, how about thank you, Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was pissed.
Wow.
I've not spoken to Jerry since then.
Wow.
I imagine he's probably listening because he's a huge sports fan.
And he also thinks you're funny.
And he thinks I'm funny.
You know who I think is funny is that Craig Carton.
You're right.
He thinks you're funny.
So there you go. So I've not spoken to Jerry in years.
Huh.
Not that we wouldn't pick up right where we left off. He'd probably have me out to the Hamptons house.
Well, you'd probably say no. You'd probably reject it.
I think at this point in my life, I'd probably say yes. You know why?
Why is that?
Convinced that when rich people walk around, money falls out of their pockets.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, and I just, like, I could see me like, listen, he's worth like $1 billion.
Right.
Oh, there's $100,000 just laying there.
That's how you'll get it.
If it falls, you pick it up, it's yours.
Right.
Right? So I'd go to his crib for that. But they eat funny over that Seinfeld house. They eat like, they put carrots in their brownies and stuff.
Carrots in their brownies?
Yeah. His wife's a very successful, I think, food author.
Right.
And
I don't
want
any carrots in a brownie, that's for sure.
They make weird like, fugazi cookies,
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
I would have rejected the offer, too, by the way. Not that that should make you
feel
any
which
better.
Which offer?
Nah, going backstage. I would have been awkward and said, no, I appreciate it, but I'm good. I would have felt the same way.
I would say this. The worst offer we turned down ever, Boomer and I were invited to go watch Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, she's a country star, do some Zeppelin songs, but slowed down more of a country-style version of Zeppelin. Robert Plant had an album out.
Right.
I'm a huge Zeppelin fan, a huge Robert Plant fan. and the concert went late. We got to do our show the next morning, and the place we were at came to us and said, Robert Plant wants to meet you guys. Will you hang tight after the show and go to his room, his dressing room, whatever, and go meet him? And me and Boom went, we looked at each other and we go, no thanks. And they go, no. Like, Robert Plant made the point of going to this place and saying, yeah, he was thrilled that we were fans and said he wants to meet you guys. You just got to do it after the show. No thanks. I got to be the only guy to say no to meeting Robert Plant.
Oh, you've said, right? No to Robert Plant. You've said no to hanging out with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a heartbreaker.
What are you going to do?
You're a heartbreaker.
What are you gonna do? Yep. Cardin and Roberts on the fan. We'll wrap it up. See if we can squeeze a call or two in here. What do you got? I know. That's what I'm doing.
He did tell you we got a break.
I'm going to break. You don't just stop talking. And you have to tell people. We're going to wrap it up in a second. A couple minutes. Not much more. I don't know if we get more calls in. Probably not. We're going to do our best after this.
But first, today's NFL picks, week 13, are brought to you by OddsTrader.com, where the pros go to handicap, by Bud Light, when game day is a go, there's a Bud Light there, and by PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. WFN reminds you, if you know someone with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. Last week, I was 1-2.
Pathetic!
Not good. I was right with the over-under on the Dallas-Washington game. I took the over. I won that. But I also took Dallas laying the points. What a moron I was. And I took the Jets getting 6.5.
Oh, jeez.
So in the Cardin and Roberts era, my record is 5-4. And overall, my record is 20-16. Both Lou Gower and C-Mac got wins last week. Loogie, kick it off.
I'm taking the Washington Football Club getting 7 on the road against the Steelers. This is that perfect spot where the Steelers on the short week, looking ahead to the Bills. Football Club getting a little disrespected here. Strong on both ends of the lines. Alex Smith, in my opinion, the best team in the NFC East. It pains me to say this. Giants.
Toss a salad with a supermodel.
What is it already? Take it away, C-Mac.
All right, I'm just going to make this simple. Jets are terrible. Raiders are coming off a brutal loss. Coming off of what happened last year, there's no way they don't try and make good this week. -9, not enough. Make it -19. I don't really care. Raiders, -9.
How about that? Second straight week, I think C-Mac's just going anti-Jets. But, hey, it works.
It's done well.
No, I understand that. I'm not touching the Jets this week. I usually take, well, this is what
they
I
stink!
I take a favorite, a dog, an over-under. I'll start with my dog. That'll be the Houston Texans. They're getting 3.5 at home against the Indianapolis Colts. Obviously, the Texans are dealing, Deshaun Watson is dealing with issues in terms of losing his best receiver, Will Fuller. But here's the thing about the Texans. They're not that bad. And here's the thing about the Colts. They're not that good. I love the Texans. In fact, I think they're going to win this game outright. But I'll take the hook, getting 3.5 at home against the Colts. That's my dog.
Oh, good for you.
My favorite? The Philadelphia Eagles are a mess. And I don't give a damn if Carson Wentz is sitting there telling the locker room he stinks. Is he going to change that? I don't think he's going to change it against the Green Bay Packers. The Packers have been a little strange this season. It's one thing about them. There are weeks in which they look like a Super Bowl contender. There are weeks in which they don't. I mean, look at some of the losses that they've had this year. But I love them big against the Philadelphia Eagles. The number is 8.5. Give me Green Bay in game number 2.
You suck!
Laying 8.5 against Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles. And in game number 3, let's go locally. Giants, Seattle. I'm taking the under at 47.5. And so far, I'm 3-0 in over-unders. No idea why. It's called luck. There's no reason.
What?
I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. Not that the Giant defense is going to shut down Seattle, but I'll give you a game this reminds me of. It reminds me of the Giant-Ram game earlier this year. Ended up being a 17-9 game. I think this is going to be low-scoring. I think the Giant defense is going to do a hell of a job. We all know the issues the Giants have on offense right now with Colt McCoy starting. So at a number of 47.5, I'm going under. And look at Seattle's offense the last 3 weeks. They have not scored a lot of points. Under 47.5. My picks, the Texans getting 3.5 at home against the Colts. Green Bay laying 8.5 at home against the Eagles.
Shut it down!
And the under in the Giants-Seattle game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.